Coming up on show 708, the Ford Mustang Mach-E rolls off the assembly line in Mexico in pre-production form. I've got the details. Stick around. Plus, we're talking about Model Y customers getting their delivery emails. Wow. Samsung SDI expanding its battery plant in Hungary. Why Tesla wants to drive its trucks in Germany on Sunday, and why that's currently a problem. And the electric pickup from the former GM plant, Lordstown, and their in-hub motors. More stories than those on the podcast. It's a packed show today. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. In fact, wherever you're listening around the world, welcome to EV News Daily, the edition for Tuesday, 25th of February. And it's Martin Lee here, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Thank you, as always, to new Patreon fans signing up to support the show. Some big names to announce, actually, between now and the end of the month. And as always, thank you to MyEV.com for helping support the show. The gang in at MyEV, based there in Miami, where they are. I've been to see them once. Car park full of Teslas. It's a lovely car park at MyEV. Building a great community and a great source of knowledge and resource for anyone that's EV curious to go online and have a look at what it's all about. MyEV.com. Well, production, or at least pre-production, cars are now reportedly underway for the all-new Ford Mustang Mach-E, and pictures on Inside EVs shows the first electric SUV to roll off the assembly line. They're being made in Mexico, you know. The batteries are being made in Poland, put on a ship, and the actual car made in Mexico. Well, the cells are made in Poland and then shipped halfway around the world to be made into batteries to be put under the car. It says Eric Loveday, the editor-in-chief of Inside EVs. The images come to us via Ford's Facebook site. And so this is for the stamping and assembly plant in Mexico. They show one of the very first Ford Mustang Mach-E electric SUVs in production. Or near production form. Looks pretty finished. Couple of panel gaps. Don't laugh. This is not an early prototype. And as you can see in the images, if you have a look, the Mach-E looks pretty ready to be sold. However, don't get your hopes up, reservation holders. Ford says full production will not begin until fall 2020. That's when they plan to be in full ramped up stage. And the car that we see in the pictures today is a pre-production model, but they'll be testing out things like tooling, stamping, assembly, vehicle production processes and such. Ford pretty happy with it, enough to put it on their own Facebook page. It's a great sign that those who are looking forward to the Mustang Mach-E, or there's reservation holders for that EV, it's on its way. Got to be a bit more patient though, but it is on its way. Some customers who don't have to be as patient as they thought are Model Y owners. Model Y, the car that was announced not even a year ago, 14th of March 2019. The Model Y from Tesla, the car that should have been in customers' hands this autumn. Going to be shipping this March. This is an all-new Tesla that we're seeing. It's a Tesla that can play the stock markets or the Wall Street game the way that Wall Street like it played. You know, whether or not you agree with that. It's a company that is more humble than before, that sets, rather than its ambitious deadlines in public, and then, you know, the argument goes that you set a really ambitious goal, and if you miss it by 1%, then you still get to a stage that is better than if you'd have given everybody a slack time, as it were. But because they always did that in the public eye and missed them, they were always criticised. You know, Elon time, Tesla are always late. This is a new look Tesla. And they said, with the Model Y, it'll be out the end of this year. And then surprised everyone, oh, no. It'll be sometime in quarter one. And the account Anything Tesla on Twitter says, I ordered my long-range dual motor on day zero and just noticed my delivery pickup email. I'm in Houston and I'm a non-Tesla owner at the moment. So we thought that the only Model Ys being out in the wild with customers in March were going to be performance, but this account says non-performance. The user Mateus, who is Mate4054 on Twitter, I ordered my white dual motor all-wheel drive on the 2nd of February. I got my email yesterday. I'm stoked. User Howard HW Feinstein says, oh my god, it's ready. March 15th, the earliest I can get it. I got the black interior, and I don't recall seeing the tow hitch option at the time. Washington State is where he is. He got a Model Y Performance in white. He says, I feel bad for the people who ordered ahead of me. I was happy to wait to get my car so that way any issues could be resolved. User Nate Gardner. Woohoo, just got my email last night. My Tesla Model Y is ready for delivery. I ordered on the 14th of January. A white, long-range, all-wheel drive, non-performance, black interior, induction wheels. This is just fascinating to look at on Twitter. Tyler Harp says, got my email. Model Y, delivery, all-wheel drive, non-performance, 20-inch induction wheels, white exterior, black interior, full self-driving, I'm in Louisiana, ordered around New Year. So what's happening here? So we thought it was just going to be the top spec 60K plus performance version that goes first. That looks like that's not true anymore. We thought that it was only cars with the black interior. And that seems to be the case for pretty much everybody. But what is definitely not the case is Tesla doing these California-only deliveries, because we can see there that we've got Washington State, we've got Louisiana. You go back to Model 3 when it was first being rolled out, the first 6 months almost, like the because the first quarter it was made, they made a few hundred. And then the next quarter, which was Q4, they made like 2,500 odd. But they were all for California, right? And this time with Model Y, going all over United States. And loads of people, if you just go online and do a search on Twitter, if you're as nerdy as I am, so many people posting screenshots saying, I've got my email. The other interesting thing is, this is in no way in any sort of chronological order. There are people here who, in February, earlier this month, decided, you know what? Going to buy a Model Y, and they've got their delivery email, or their email saying, when can you take delivery? There are people who have, on day one, like a year ago, put their order in and have heard nothing. So that is kind of curious. So yeah, what was it? I think it was 14th of March. That's off the top of my head. I need to make sure that I'm not misspeaking there, but I think it was 14th. So given that they say that deliveries are going to begin 15th of March, that's what they're saying publicly to actual customers. I'm going to put my finger in the air here with no inside knowledge and say that there will be an event of some kind on the 14th of March to do a handover, some sort of event, whether it is live streamed or whether it's low key, but it just seems too coincidental. That will be a year to the day from when they revealed the car. And I imagine there'll be some sort of email that goes out probably 2 weeks before the event, inviting media and all those kind of things. Who knows? It might just be a private ceremony handing over to staff, and they are going to do founders editions of these. So maybe that's what, maybe 14th will be founders, 15th will be everybody else. Who knows? But it's, you know, for those people who have ordered theirs, very, very exciting. The Samsung SDI battery plant in Hungary is next in the news today. According to the South Korean media, Samsung SDI has begun expansion of their lithium-ion cell manufacturing plant in Hungary. According to the South Korean media, Samsung has begun expansion of their plants, which is expected to cost around $994 million, about 1.2 trillion won. By 2030, the full investment will be made, so over the next decade, increasing production to 18 million cells every single month. Around 6 million in the first plant, around 12 million in the second plant. They're building big investment here in Hungary from Samsung SDI. We love any positive battery news on this podcast, because we know that at the moment EVs are battery supply constrained. They've all said it, some of them more openly than others. People like Elon has talked over the years to say, I'd like to do this, but we haven't got the batteries. You know, every battery we can get our hands on is going inside our cars, our power walls, our power packs. You know, I'd like to do, he says about the semi, like he said recently, I'd like to do the semi as soon as we can. But realistically, it takes a lot of cells. So we'll wait and see. We've got some more battery news coming soon from Tesla on Investor Battery Day. I'm working on a story for tomorrow's podcast, Project Roadrunner. Tesla's plan to produce at scale $100 per kilowatt hour of their own cell technology. That's the rumor. So we'll see. They're also at Tesla preparing to produce their first semi truck this year for themselves. for clients and customers. They have to wait a little bit longer. Last week on Thursday, a delegation from Tesla flew into Germany, into Berlin, for a secret meeting. According to Business Insider's information, Tesla wants an exception so that electric trucks, not just theirs, but all EV trucks, can drive in Germany on Sundays and public holidays. According to Business Insider, they say, and I quote, a Tesla delegation travelled to Berlin on Thursday last week and met for a confidential discussion with the BMWi parliamentary secretary, Stefan Bilger. At some point, the company representatives turned the conversation to electric trucks and called for a spectacular change in the law. The new environmentally friendly truck generation should be exempted from the Sunday driving ban, the regulation that allows drivers not to be slowed down by trucks one day a week, end quote. I love learning things on this podcast. And maybe you knew that already, and you're like, duh, where have you been? I had no idea. Trucks were not allowed to drive for pretty much most of Sunday, from midnight to about 10 p.m. on Sunday, in order to give everybody else a clear shot at the roads. I love that. I mean, there's certainly things that are exempted, like fresh produce deliveries and things, but who knew? I have a friend, and she moved over to this country, oh goodness, maybe it's 8-10 years ago. A German friend, and one of our closest friends, and when we see them, I love to kind of hear about differences in cultures and things like that. And I was talking about doing DIY, and she was saying, well, of course, you can only, you know, only if you have a full-time job Monday to Friday, you can only work on your house or your apartment on a Saturday. And that was news to me as well. In Germany, you can't be banging and crashing and drilling and banging in nails on a Sunday. It's the rules. Because everybody likes a peaceful day off, right? Wow. So maybe they'll get an exemption. No stinky, noisy trucks on Sundays. But Tesla is saying, well, hey, look, electric trucks are quiet. And what an incentive that would be for haulage companies to be able to operate 7 days a week, not just six. Think of the money they could make if only they bought an electric truck. They'll be queuing up to buy them if that rule got changed. And staying with electric trucks, but of the pickup variety, Lordstown Motors is essentially the relaunch of a pickup project from Workhorse, a different company that back in 2017 said they had $300 million worth of pre-orders for the W15, an all-electric truck. Says Green Car Reports, Lordstown Motors hasn't yet revealed how much more of the Workhorse truck has translated into their model, which they're calling the Endurance truck, but quite a bit, we reckon. W15 was going to be built on a clean slate body-on-frame layout using the cylindrical 18650 Panasonic cells that you get in Teslas and the S and the X packaged between the frame rails. The Endurance was going to be quite different to other pickup trucks because of a hub motor system. It frees up space under the truck and it mounts the motors inside the wheel hub. A number of suppliers like, I think they're called Elaf, maybe? Protean and Nidec have developed modern in-wheel motors that fit in about the space of an old-style drum brake. One issue, though, the unsprung mass makes tuning the ride and handling of a vehicle more complicated, but it may be easier to accommodate in a truck like the Endurance. And here is a YouTube video with their main man talking about it.
Hub motors have been a dream for a while. With a strong motor and a computer basically watching each wheel every millisecond, you're going to get better traction out of this setup than any conventional vehicle could ever offer.
So a hub motor system is their weapon of choice. It's their preferred option. Let's see how far they get. Good luck to anybody that wants to make an EV these days. So good luck to everyone at Lordstown Motors. It's incredibly hard to get an EV company, you know, off the ground, making cars, making trucks, making money. And we wish you all the very, very best. Honda just launched their Honda E. Honda wants to electrify 2/3 of their lineup by 2030. In the next 10 years, 2/3 want to electrify, not be full electric, which means the future performance vehicles from the brand could well be EVs in the future. Hideki Kakinuma is Honda's Civic Type R project leader. Type R, of course, the racing, R for racing bit of Honda. Was talking to Motor Trend about what might happen. Yes, of course, an electric Type R is possible, he said. He indicated the major challenge was offering the necessary performance at a reasonable price and According to Chris Bruce at Motor One, the Civic is currently the only vehicle in the lineup to meet the requirements of what a Type R needs to be. Rumours suggest the next generation Civic Type R could be a hybrid, but not full electric. That's not the plan. If an electric Type R happens, well, it could be the Honda E, which just launched. The Honda E Type R. Well, that could happen. Well, the standard one has two options. A motor on the rear axle, either 136 horsepower or 154 horsepower. The battery, well, it's 135. It's 35.5 kilowatt hours. Imagine that. A Honda E with 135 kilowatt hour battery. Yeah, misspoke a bit there. A 35.5 kilowatt hour battery. 137 miles of range, that's 220 kilometres. So if they were going to do a Honda E Type R, you've got to have a bigger battery, or at least be prepared for the range to drop. And I'm not sure they would, so somehow they'd have to get more energy density in, which means maybe waiting, maybe for a product cycle, which could be 2 to 3 years for the next generation batteries, because it's such a small car. It's a little city urban car. You haven't got a big space like a pickup truck in order to place additional batteries. You are limited with your floor plan. So, I'm not sure about that. They could do. I mean, I'm sure they could whack an enormous motor in the back of it, but the efficiency and the range would take such a hit. I don't know. Well, we'll watch that one. Hey, question of the week this week is all about how to persuade people, friends, family, colleagues, to go electric. And I found this. I was wasting some time on the Tesla Motors Club forum. Not that I own a Tesla, but, you know, kind of nerding out on there. And I saw this post from a lady who says, I need a new car. I want a Tesla. My husband is afraid of technology. Can I get some quick facts for him on how an EV works? Her name is Ellie November. She says this, his main concern, I don't understand how it works. End quote. I've told him how to do some research, like I have, but he can't grasp what makes the wheels physically move on a Tesla. There's no transmission, there's no gears, things like that. He's hesitant putting money down on a piece of technology he doesn't understand. Loads of replies to her question there, and very respectful ones about things you can say to partners, friends, family who don't understand EV technology. One of the forum members who replied, called Zaxon, said, you appear to be in New Jersey, which recently became the most EV-friendly, from a tax perspective at least, state. No sales tax in New Jersey. No sales tax. And a $5,000 credit. And, of course, if you get the, you know, not a Tesla, not a GM, you get $7,500 federal tax credit off next year's bill. So, if you want to have a look at that forum thread, I'll pop a link in the show notes. And it does feed nicely into our question of the week, which I'm asking for your feedback on so I can read out your email or your comment on this Sunday's show. How to persuade friends, family and colleagues to go electric in 2020. Email me hello@evnewsdaily.com or leave a comment on the YouTube show. Thank you to 235 patrons of the podcast. New names to add very soon. Very excited about that. Yours, maybe, by the weekend? Up to you. But if you go to Patreon, patreon.com/EV News Daily. $5 or $10, maybe more. A couple of posh coffees a month. If you want to support creative work in this podcast, well, very welcome, but no pressure. You don't have to, of course. I'll do it anyway. 707 previous shows in the archive, and thank you to all the new reviews coming in on Apple Podcasts. Really helps me grow the show. Have a wonderful day. Catch you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.